In victory or defeat, true fans never quit. Champions are made by the fans. That's why 5-Hour Energy is adding a new limited edition Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy Shot to their roster. Fuel your team's spirit with a taste as sweet as an overtime win. Packed with an all-star lineup of B vitamins, nutrients, and 230 milligrams of caffeine, it keeps you feeling energized, loud, and proud all game long. Check out 5hourenergy.com to grab your Stand the Fan Shot today.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here's how it sounded in Indianapolis as the Colts reclaim the lead.
Third down. This is big.
This is zero blitz time right here. They're going to bring the house. If you can rub one in the flat, you're going to be there.
Richardson out of the gun. He's going to take it off left edge.
Take
the five. Cuts
it
into the end zone.
Touchdown.
Away into the end zone. Touchdown. Anthony Richardson, his second rushing touchdown today, and the Colts, with the score right there, lead 28-27 with 46 seconds to go.
That was Colts Radio with the call. 46 seconds to go.
That looks like Derrick Henry going through there.
That is. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Who's the defender he ran? Number four.
That was DJ Reed.
That was DJ.
Yeah.
See,
you put that on your low life film.
You know what they usually say? They usually say, night, night.
Yeah, that was rough.
Man, I'm like, He is a mountain of a man. I will say that. Wow.
There is nothing funnier than the Jets on defense. They're just so funny. I mean, they're
funny. 85 Bears.
No, they're funny because like these guys just run them over, and it's hilarious. Like Ramondre Stevenson did it to one of the guys a couple of weeks ago in that Patriots game. Just pulled over a guy, started laughing. Same thing here. Anthony Richardson, DJ Reed lifts him up in the ground. DJ Reed, the same guy who, by the way, said last year that they were the 85 Bears defense.
What do you think was funnier, though, that or when the Jets got the ball back after they stopped the 2-point conversion and then going backwards?
Probably that. That was like, probably the funniest part.
They had 46 seconds to go just to give themselves a chance for a field goal and went backwards.
Well, they blew their timeouts. Two of their timeouts. And that's the thing that bothers me the most. The game's on the line and you end up blown one time out because you don't get the play in right or somebody's got something screwed up. And then you go for the fake hard count.
Yeah.
And then you blow another timeout.
It's just rare to see that with such a great experienced coaching staff that the Jets have.
So they lose 28-27. Richardson's day, 272, a touchdown, and two rushing touchdowns, including the one we just played for you. Here was Jeff Ulbrich. So what happened on that final drive? You had the lead. You just couldn't give up a touchdown, and they do.
Just lack of execution. And I probably should have gotten to a better call. I'll take a hard look at this tape and see what I could have done better as far as getting them in a better position to be successful there. But just didn't get it done in a critical moment. You got to be at your best in those moments. And
this poor bastard's going right back to linebacker coach. Nobody's going to give him a defensive coordinator job.
I feel bad for him.
He is, I don't know, maybe he'll be like defensive quality control for a good team or something.
I'll tell you one thing. Tiki Barber and Jason McCourty were all over it when they were blowing their timeouts at the end of the game. I couldn't tell which one it was basically saying, you got to save these timeouts, man. You can't be just blowing them like this. Come back and hurt you. And that's exactly what happened.
All right, so they're critical of that. I've got Bart Scott on SNY critical of Sauce Gardner on that 39-yard pass play that really got them in gear on that final drive. It's 20 seconds.
I thought it was Jalen Mills.
Was it Mills or was it Gardner?
I thought it was Jalen Mills, but I don't know. Let me hear what Bart has to say.
All right, so he's talking about how he never jammed the receiver to the sideline.
The fact that what Sauce did, he did this.
instead of going and rerouting, he just opened this way and started looking at the quarterback. So that means he has no idea what's behind him. And now you have a safety that's on the hash inside that has to hurry up and try and get over. And then it's a hole about 2 yards where the ball is a zone where the ball can drop. That's why you want to be able to hit him to allow the safety to get over the top.
And he talked a solid minute, but he was blaming Sauce Gardner for the way he started that play.
Yeah, he didn't get his hands on
the wrong way.
Didn't get his hands on.
Right, exactly.
Played soft.
Here was Sauce. Fans gave me the Bronx cheer, but I get it.
It was crazy today. Obviously, you know, the fans was all in it. You know, they had their moments, you know, where they got a standing ovation off a tackle. I was just like, seriously?
And then he went on to say, but I understand the fans are very much into this, so he gets it. I'm going to bring you back to, I saw this Friday before I left. Remember the whole Ulbrich having a tackling practice?
Yes.
He wasn't into that.
We know how to tackle. We know how to tackle. We got to make the tackles. That's really it, you know? We've been doing it. Simple. We really don't need no presentation.
So that was Friday.
We don't need
This is like lack of one's awareness, self-awareness, that kind of thing. So you watch the tape and you see guys missing tackles, blowing tackles, not doing the right thing. So the coach has to do something.
Yeah.
He's got to hold you and your teammates accountable. So he goes through whether it be tackling practice or this is a tape on how to tackle, whatever it is. That's how the coach was holding them accountable. And then you have that at the end of the week.
Correct.
And you're like, oh, come on, man.
Can't win.
You can't win.
Then there's Aaron Rodgers, 22 of 29, 184, a couple of touchdowns. A lot of this did not look good, though. Here he is talking about after scoring the touchdown to go up 23-16, what he would have preferred to do instead of kicking the extra point to go up 8.
I like going for 2 in that situation when you're 7, can go up 9. The reason I was thinking is we'd had a conversation on the sideline about it, and I was under the impression that the decision was before the drive, we're going to go for 2. Now, something changed in the meantime, so the hardest part, and we know it, we've had to delay a game on a 2-point, is to get everybody back.
Washy-washy.
Wow. Yeah, so that's interesting as well.
So at least he was talking to somebody on the sideline.
That's what he says.
That's good.
Jets' first 5 drives, all 3 and outs and 1 4 and out when they went for a 4th down, a combined 27 yards. They are 3-8. They hit the bye week. The Colts are 5-6.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.